Mga kapanalig, magandang gabi sa inyong lahat. Nais ko po sana na simulan natin ang pagninilay natin sa gabing ito mula sa unang sulat ni Apostol San Pedro. Beloved, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, it is a grace before God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps. He committed no sin, and no deceit was found in his mouth. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross, so that, free from sin, we might live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you had gone astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls. The word of the Lord. Ang araw ng mabuting pastol ay ginugunitan natin tuwing ika-apat na linggo ng Pasko ng muling pagkabuhay. Ngayon maganda yung pag-usapan dito kasi ang tinitignan natin dito ay yung pagdurusa ng isang tao kahit na siya ay gumagawa ng kabutihan. Okay? Sabi niya, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, it is a grace before God. Ngayon maganda yon. Minsan kasi tayo, we suffer because we have done what is wrong. Di ba? Kapag tayo ay nagkakasala at parang kinukuha lamang natin yung bunga ng ating mga pagkakasala, edi ang nakakapagtaka niyan, tayo pa minsan ang galit. Di ba? Galit na galit tayo. Bakit nangyari ito? Eh, isipin mo kung anong tinanim mo, yun ang aanihin mo. Di ba? You will sow what you plant. So, marami sa ating mga pagdurusa ay actually bunga ng ating sariling kagagawan o sariling kasalanan. And when it happens, hindi natin pwedeng sabihin bakit nangyari ito? Abay, ginawa mo ito. Okay? Minsan meron akong parishioner na ngayon ay maraming sakit no? Kasi siya ay medyo matanda na. Ayan, Father, ano magagawa natin? Nung mabata-bata tayo, isang ganun, mahilig tayong kumain ng masarap. Okay. Di, syempre, masarap. E di, pagdating, pagtanda mo ng konti, e di, syempre, aanihin mo lahat ng mga bunga ng iyong kinakain. Okay, tama yon. So, when it happens, we only say, I deserve it. I really deserve it. Pero, what if you have done nothing wrong? Paano kung wala kang nagawang pagkakasala pero you still suffer for doing what is good? Oftentimes you say, Lord, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. Okay? Why is it happening to me? Bakit hindi na lang Panginoon ito'y gawin mo sa mga tao na walang patumanggang magkasala? Meron akong isang parishion na very, very close to me. Tapos minsan, dinala ko siya before Holy Cross Hospital. Tapos meron siyang sakit sa liver. Tapos bigla siya nagbiro kasi yung mga anak niya umiinom. Sabi niya, naku Father, hindi ko mamaintindihan kung bakit namang ako namang hindi na nagiinom. Kung alam ko lang naman pala naman na ganito yung maging sakit ko, sana naging lasinggera na lang ako. Tapos nagtawa na kami lahat. Pero minsan, isa sa mga misteryo ng buhay yun, no? Na gumagawa ka na mabuti, pero ito yung nangyayari sa'yo. Ngayon, tignan nyo how St. Peter looks at it. He says, if you are patient when you suffer for doing what is good, this is a grace before God. So kapag daw ikaw ay naghihirap dahil gumagawa ka ng mabuti, yun daw ay dapat mong ituring na biyaya mula sa Diyos. Bakit mo siya dapat ituring na biyaya mula sa Diyos? Ang sagot ni St. Peter, because Christ suffered for you. And He did that to leave you an example so that you might follow in His footsteps. So, nagdusa daw si Jesus para iwanan daw tayo ng halimbawa upang tayo ay maglakad sa kanyang mga yapak. To follow in His footsteps. Therefore, babalik ulit tayo sa lagi nating sinasabi, the necessity of suffering in the Christian life. How suffering perfects us. How we are made perfect in spirit in the school of the suffering of Jesus Christ. Christ suffered for you. He committed no sin and no deceit was found in His mouth. Ngayon, if you suffer because you do good, okay, therefore, number one, your suffering cannot be deemed simply as kabayaran ng kasalanan mo because you're doing something good. Therefore, it makes for your sanctity. Ngayon, kung natatandaan niyo si Blessed John Paul, yung mga huling araw niya, talaga siya ay nakita natin bilang isang taong naghihirap. Papa yun, ha? Pero nakita natin kung paano unti-unting naibsan ng lakas ang kanyang dati, no? Napakalakas, paliksi, matipon ng katawan. Pero sa bandang huli, natatandaan ko, the Sunday before he died, no? Binutasyan siya dito sa throat. Tapos, lumabas siya ng for the papal angelus, no, blessing. Pagkatapos, kitang-kita, hindi siya makapagsalita. Kitang-kita mo yung paghihirap sa kanyang mukha. Okay. Matanong mo, anong ginawa niya to deserve something like that? What did he do to deserve something like that? May isip mo, ito ang isang tao na nakilala natin sa kanyang kabanalan. Kung natatanda niyo yung mga panahon na dumarating siya sa Pilipinas, we were in awe. No? Talagang hangang-hanga tayo. His presence itself is exudes holiness. No? Talagang nakikita siyang kabanala. So, anong ginawa niya to deserve something like that? And yet, we realize that because he suffered for doing what is good, okay? Because he suffered for doing what is good, we know that he is now a saint in heaven. Is already in heaven, that he is past the fires of purgatory, okay? Because he has suffered, okay? He has suffered for doing what is good. And sabi niya, Jesus suffered so that he can leave us an example that we might follow in his footsteps. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. So tatanungin mo, ano bang, Father, ang isa sa pinaka mabisang paraan para maiwasan kong purgatorio? Ang sagot, follow in the footsteps of Christ. When he was insulted, he returned no insult. When he suffered, he did not threaten. Instead, he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. When we suffer, kapag tayo naghihirap, ilan sa atin, how many of us, in all honesty, can say, Father, pinapasa Diyos ko na lang. That, you know, I hand myself over to the one who judges justly. Ano sa Tagalog yun? Hand myself over to one who judges justly. Ubay mo sa Diyos. Paubayin mo sa Diyos sa iyong paghihirap, sa halip na tanungin, bakit ako? O bakit nangyayari sa akin to? Hand yourself over to the one who judges justly. Alam ko marami sa ating mga kapanalig, ngayon ay nararatay sa banig ng karamdaman. And sometimes, ang hirap isipin, what did I do to deserve this? But you realize what St. Peter said. This is a grace before God. Ito ay biyaya na nanggagaling sa Diyos. Sapagkat binibigyan ka ng pagkakataon ng Panginoon na mahalin tulad ka sa kanyang pagpapakasakit. And remember, Jesus who was without sin, Jesus who, from whose mouth was found no deceit, he suffered. And he handed himself over to the one who judges justly. When people go to purgatory, it is because they have sins to suffer for. Okay. Nobody goes to purgatory because they have done something good and therefore they suffer for it. No. Suffering for what is good, it happens on earth, not in purgatory. If you are in purgatory, you must have done something wrong for which you are suffering. Okay? Kaya makikita mo how more meritorious it is really to suffer on earth than to suffer in purgatory. Kasi dito talagang, here you can do good and suffer for it, and is by doing so, imitate Christ who bore our sins in his body upon the cross and handed himself over to the one who judges justly.